Good morning, Tom.
Hey, guys. Nice to have you guys back.
Good to be back. Good to be back. Let me just fire a straight one at you. Fastball down the middle. Do you know why you weren't allowed to finish the last 147 of the game yesterday?
Well, we had talked about, you know, Coach had talked about throughout the week that, you know, Brian was going to get some experience this game. So, you know, that was good experience for him. You know, it was good experience for him in the second quarter, good experience for him at the end of the game. And, just kind of one of those situations where I think, you know, he wanted to see how he did in there.
But if Bill were okay with risking you and Randy and Wes, and I have no problem with that because, you know, football players play football and all that sort of stuff, and I know you wanted to play, then why the change of heart at the end when if you go down in the long term anyway, I'm not sure that, you know, Brian running the two-minute offense helps you win a playoff game down the road. And in other words, if he puts you at risk for all but two series, why the change of heart with less than 2 minutes to play and say, second thought, let's put the rookie in?
Well, you know, I think that's he wanted to, you know, there's a lot of things that come up over the course of the game or the season that, you know, are really unexpected and you know, he wants to see how different guys respond. I mean, he put him in on there at his first snap of the game on the 1 yard line, backed up. I mean, that's pretty tough. And I went over it. I said, "You sure you want this to be his first play?" You know, we had gone into the game knowing that this was going to happen. He said, "Tom, you know, Brian's going to go in there, you know, at some point, and we're going to see how he does." I said, "No problem." I said, "That's a great idea. I wish, as a rookie quarterback, I was able to do that." But you know, that was just what was you know, that's what he wanted to see. And you know, different guys rotated throughout the day on offense and defense, and you know, everyone got a lot of good experience in there. And you know, Coach said it right after the game. He said, "All right, that game's over. You know, we're moving on." So.
Did Mario Williams' hit during the interception play any kind of role in you coming out?
No.
No? It wasn't like Bill said, "Oh, my God, he could get killed here. Let's get him out," because they're pinning their ears back as you guys are trying to pass it down the field.
I mean, I think we went into that game with, you know, obviously trying to win the game, you know, but you want to win every game, of course, but, you know, at the same time, I think if that game meant something more to us than it did, then obviously things would have been done differently. So I don't think anyone's hanging their hat on the fact that, you know, we didn't come out of there with a victory. I mean, I think we all feel real confident in what we would have done had you know, we sold out to win the game. And of course, we sell out to win the game. But, you know, in terms of certain plays you may call differently, you know, that you may want to hold for the playoffs, or, you know, certain things that we've been working on that, you know, you want to run against the Ravens. That we practiced all we can practice, knowing that we're not going to play in the game. So, you know, it's an interesting game for us yesterday. But, you know, like I said, I don't think a whole lot of people lost sleep last night that we came out of that game. And other than, obviously, you know, what happened to Wes, you know, but we're really in the same position we would have been, you know, had we won the game. So,
in that case,
doesn't make a whole lot of difference.
One last question on that, Tom, before we get to Wes. Did you know you were going back in when you came out the first time?
Yeah, I did.
So you didn't, like, check out mentally and think, okay, my season's done, time to look ahead, and then go, oh, now I'm back in this game?
No, he told me. You know, I went over to him at kind of midway through that drive. Brian was in there, and I said, "Hey, what do you think about putting me back in now?" He said, "You're not going back in until after the half." So, you know, at that point, I said, "Okay. You know, no problem."
So you have a pretty good rapport with the coach. Did you go over it with 2 minutes left and say, "You're not taking me out now"? I mean, you are arguably the greatest two-minute quarterback who's ever played, and there's 2 minutes left, you're down one touchdown.
Favre wouldn't have come out.
And he takes you out.
Sure. No, I mean, like I said, I think if there was a great, you know, I think if there was a real strong conviction for us to go out there and win that game at that point, then we would have. But, you know, whether we were the third seed or the fourth seed or since he would win or lose, I mean, I think at the end of the day, you know, all that stuff was so undecided anyway. So, you know, they're going to be out there rushing, and Randy's going to be out there running routes. And, you know, it's just that's just the decision he made. I mean, I think if we were selling out, I would have been in there.
Right.
If that game was of much more importance, you know, then we would have been in there. But, you know, we weren't, and, you know, I think we said, okay, that's the game, and, you know, we're moving on to the next opponent. So
I was wondering how much stock you put in that seeding thing. You know, like, were you convinced the Bengals weren't going to win the game against the Jets, or were you just thinking, you know, the seeding doesn't matter? We know we're playing at home next week.
Well, there was a lot of I think for us, you know, you obviously want that as high a seed as possible. I mean, that's you know, that's really a no-brainer. But whether you're the third or fourth in this situation, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference.
Right.
I mean, you play one game at home, and then you go on the road to either San Diego or Indy. And you know, if you're the fourth seed, it could be either or. You know, depending on who wins the 3-6 games. So us being the three team, you know, now obviously if we win, you know, we play San Diego, so there's just a little bit more, you know, you kind of know what you're getting into there, but I don't think it makes a whole lot of difference. I mean, we've got to beat a bunch of good teams, and you know, we're a good team, so, you know, with all that we've been through this year, to be the three seed, you know, says a lot, and I think we got a lot to play for, and we got obviously a tough opponent that we've played, and, you know, a team we know pretty well, playing them a couple times, you know, here in the last few years. And it's going to be a great challenge for us.
Tom, is the loss of Wes more than just 9 or 10 catches a game? Is it an erosion of a comfort zone between a quarterback and a wide receiver where you know you're on the same page with this guy, sight adjustments, all the things that you know you and Wes have going for you?
Yeah, I mean, you can't replace him. I mean, there's no doubt about that. He's one of those guys that you just you know, there's nobody that can substitute in for Wes and think that they're going to be Wes. And he's everything you asked for. He's, you know, he's just an incredible player and leader. And you know, I think as football goes, I mean, it's kind of the way it works, unfortunately. And we've got to move on. You know, we've got to go out there and play. And everyone, I think, in different areas has to pick it up. You know, I got to play better. Julian's got to play better. Randy's got to play better. The offensive line, the running backs, the tight ends. We all have to, you know, do more. And, you know, I think that's the commitment that we're going to make to one another. And you know, Wes is, like I said, nobody loves Wes more than me. And you know, going through a knee injury last year is, you know, it was a hard thing for me, but in a lot of ways it was a good thing for me. It taught me a lot. And I think for Wes, it's going to do the same thing. And he's as hard a worker as anyone I've been around. And, you know, he's everything you asked for. So, but in the short term, you know, you just got to look at it. It could be any injury. It could be ankle sprain that someone's out for this week. You know, we got to find ways to win the game. And like we've always really done here.
Tom, as best you can remember when Wes wasn't in there, how do defenses react and respond with no Welker in the game as it applies to how they try to defend Randy?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's one less player they have to worry about. I mean, obviously, I mean, it's, but that's, you know, like I said, there's going to be other things. You know, we're going to evolve a little bit as an offense now. I mean, it was a very Wes Welker-oriented offense, and now, you know, maybe part of the advantage is Baltimore really doesn't know what they're going to see from us now because, you know, we're going to have to shift focus. You know, they're really not sure where that focus is going to go. So, you know, in some ways that's an advantage for us. There's a lot of things we've done with Wes that we don't do with anybody else. You know, we're going to need to, you know, we're going to find other areas to exploit and use the talents of Julian and Sam and Randy and Chris Baker and Kevin and Lawrence and Fred and Sammy and all these other really great players we have on offense to be able to move the ball.
I think you might have just answered this question, but is Edelman going to be the man for that spot, or is this going to be third receiver by committee going forward?
Well, we're going to have a third and fourth receiver, you know, or a second receiver.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who knows? I don't know how it's going to all shake out. We're going to have to put together a good game plan, and, you know, based on what we see in our matchups with the Ravens, we're going to have to you know, try to exploit those different matchups. I mean, it's not like it's, there's a lot of game planning that needs to be done here in the next couple of days. But we're gonna have the best stuff we got, and it's ultimately about getting the ball in the end zone, and you can do that a lot of different ways. It's not just necessarily throwing to your slot receiver. It's running the ball. It's, you know, obviously getting the ball to Randy and getting the ball to the other role players that we have.
Hey, Tom, obviously you've been through this. Everyone knows what you've been through, and you came back nicely. Made the Pro Bowl and got your team in the playoffs. Can West do that? Have you talked to him? Obviously, he was emotional, and during the game, we all got to see how he reacted. He obviously knows he's done. Have you talked to him, and do you think that you can help him through this?
Sure. I mean, we're all going to get through it. He's going to get through it. He's just that kind of person. He's just a fighter. He's always been a fighter, and he's going to attack, whatever he needs to do, as hard as he can. That's just why he's always been successful. And, you never bet against a guy like Wes, because his heart and his commitment to what it takes is stronger than just about anybody else's. So, we talked a little bit, he's going to fight. He's going to fight through it. I mean, I'm sure there's a day or two where he's going to be pissed off, but that's part of, I think, because he loves competing so much, that's what's going to be the hard part for him, here for the next, hopefully month.
What do you mean it was a good thing for you to go through?
Well, I think it makes you realize a lot of things about your career and about, what it means to when you are out there. I think there's definitely, very grateful every time you walk off the field feeling good, because it's a very non-forgiving game. You never know when that play is going to come, and how many times has Wes made that cut over the course of his career? Mm. And sure enough, just this one time where the foot doesn't land right, and how many times have I stood in the pocket with a blitzer coming? So it's one of those situations where, it doesn't stop for anybody, and it rolls right on. And we love Wes, and we love the commitment that he's made to us, and believe me, we're all going to make that commitment to him. And like I said, in the short term, we got to get over it real quick. I mean, and we should be over it now. And you realize we played a game without him yesterday, and that's just the way it's going to be.
Tom, appreciation aside, what didn't you know at the beginning of your rehab that you knew at the end of your rehab that you might share with Wes and make his road a little easier?
I think there's he's a smart guy, so Wes makes all those smart decisions, and he's going to make the decisions that are right for him, and he's going to go. I mean, everyone goes through it a little bit differently. I mean, everyone's got different knees, it's just a different sort of rehab. I mean, him being a receiver is obviously a little bit different, than it was for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can afford the fact to wear the knee brace the whole time, in the game, and I'm sure he's not going to want to do that. So, which is okay. I don't really necessarily need to wear a knee brace now, but I figure it's not going to slow me down a whole lot. But for Wes, it's just about, just going through the process. And like I said, he's a hard worker. He's as hard a worker as anyone on our team, anyone that I've ever seen. So he's going to work just as hard through this as he will through, regular off-season program. And, he'll be back at some point better than ever. I know that.
I know I'm wasting my time with this one, but Charlie Casserly yesterday reported that you were playing with three broken ribs, and ESPN had another report that said you're playing with a broken finger on your passing hand. Care to comment?
What's the injury report say?
Okay,
says,
Bill.
So you still have that shoulder thing, that lingering shoulder problem.
I'm feeling really good now. I'm feeling really good. So I'm not, everyone breaks bones over the course of a year, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm the best I've felt in a while.
Hey, will you be cramming with Julian Edelman? I know much of Wes's success is dependent on his relationship with you, the chemistry you have, the way the adjustments he makes. Can Edelman learn all that? I know he's been practicing hard and he's been with the team all year, but can he cram the next week and know where to go and when to go there?
Julian's a hard worker, and he has different skill set than Wes. So, there's things that you do differently with Julian, and there's things that you do differently with Wes, and they complement one another, and it's a pretty good offensive group of receivers when they're all out there. But, in this situation, You know, Julian's going to probably do a few things that Wes did, but also do the things that he does well. And you're not going to be able to make him into Wes Welker. You're just going to have to allow him to do what he does well, and Randy do the things he does well, and Sam do the things that he does well. So, and they all can do things well, and that's where they're on the team, and they can all contribute, and they're all going to have to contribute, and they will contribute. So, you know, there'll be a lot of, you know, hard work and effort put into this week. And that's just the way it's got to be. So, you know, I'm excited that this week is here. The game ended, and you know, immediately I think everyone's mind shifted to what's ahead, and to see Baltimore win and Denver lose. I mean, it made it a pretty simple formula for us then.
Hey, you haven't lost at home this year. I don't believe you've ever lost at home in the playoffs. Do you go into a game like this with any doubt at all? I mean, do you look at the game and prepare for the game just convinced that you will win again in Foxborough?
Well, I mean, I don't think I've ever gone into a game thinking, man, we're going to have a hard time winning this game. I mean, I'm always an optimist out there, and I have a lot of confidence in what we can do as a team. But, I mean, you can always lose games. There's no doubt about it. If we play, a bad game of football, we'll lose. I mean, there's no doubt. We're playing against a very good team that gave us all we could handle last time we played them at home. So, we gotta have a great week. I mean, we got to have a great week of practice. It's a pretty tough team to prepare for, and they're a pretty exotic blitz team. And they have a good offense, good defense, good special teams, and they're going to challenge us in a lot of different ways. So, you know, this is a great challenge for us. Anytime you're in the playoffs, you're going to play good teams, and the best that the NFL has to offer. And this team's one of them. This team's been consistently good over the years defensively, so. That's really the strength of their team. That's where it's lied for a long time with Ray Lewis and Ed Reed. And now they got Nata in the inside. Suggs is still on the outside. So they can do a lot of good things well. And, we're going to need our best.
Hey, you obviously made the Pro Bowl, almost 4,400 yards, 28 touchdowns, 13 picks, 96.2 rating. Any of those numbers, give you great satisfaction in your comeback year, Tom? Did, in your mind, was this a very successful year personally, regular season personally?
I think there was things that, I got into some bad habits throwing wise that I wish I'd have done a better job of. I'm protecting the football is really important to me, and I wish I had some fewer interceptions this year. In those games on the road, those are ones you got to win. That's where mental toughness comes in. So, regardless of all that, we're in real good position now. And to play a home game and then, against a damn good team, and what more could you ask for? And I mean, that everything we've worked for this year comes down to this week. And, I'm excited for that. We've come a long way as a team this year. All of us individually have. It's been a lot of moving parts. And, that's what this week is. You get kind of that second win right now. This is, that excitement comes back. It was a long season for everybody, and now it's a whole different feeling of intensity and emotion. And over the course of the week in practice, and there's just a much more kind of sharpened focus for us, and I'm excited for that.
Tom, early in the third quarter, you got into a little jawing session with the rookie. I think it's Connor Barwin after he shoved you down. I'm pretty sure you said a 12-letter word, if I'm reading your lips correctly. Does that sound about right? I counted 12 letters in that word.
Yeah, it was long.
What was that about?
It was about every bad word I knew.
What was that all about?
I don't know. I think I was just frustrated that, we didn't convert on third down, and he happened to be the guy that was standing there next to me. So, yeah, he pushed me down, and I said something, and he said something. Just one of those things. Just one of those. I was more frustrated that we didn't convert on third down than in him. But it's the way it goes.
Hey, what if the coach told you, like Breeze or Manning, you weren't going to play at all? Would you have lobbied hard, and you think you might have won and got at least a few snaps?
Yeah, I mean, I think every team does it different, and every year seems to be different. I mean, we've been in that situation. I remember we played Miami a few years ago, and we were 10-5 going into the game, and Matt basically played the whole game. I think I played the first series, I think we had.
Is that when he threw the pick and you went back in?
No. It was the playoff. It was the last game of the year.
Oh.
And Matt played basically the whole game. Was it Miami? Yeah, it was Miami. And then we played Jacksonville the following week at home. We were pretty much in the same position as we were yesterday. So, and then there's times where, you know, we've had the first round bye and I played a little bit. So I always like playing. I mean, I think there's always a benefit to going out there and playing. And I think it's tough for those teams that when you don't play, you know, this week and then you're not going to play next week right. And then, you know, 3 weeks before a meaningful game. I mean, that's a long time. And, you know, I wouldn't want to be in that situation, but, you know, it's not like you're going to forget how to play football. You're going to go out there and practice every day, but just that intensity of the game is so important. And you know, I'm glad we went out there and got out there and played hard yesterday. You know, I wish we would have won the game, but, you know, we didn't. But, you know, I think there was still a lot of value that, you know, we gained from it.
Bob in Millis, he wants to know, hey, Tom, in what ways do you help Hoyer during the week of practice in case he does see the field?
You know, we participate in all the same meetings. We participate, you know, the film work, you know, with Coach Belichick, we participate in together. You know, there's nothing that we do that's different. You know, we're pretty much together, you know, every second of the day. Every drill, we're pretty much together every meeting. So, you know, he prepares like he's the starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what you need to because, you know, you're always just that one snap away from being in there. And Saturday is always an important day for the quarterbacks to go through the call sheet and the last minute reminders. And, you know, he's been great help on game day. He's a very smart guy. And, you know, I thought he went out there and played great yesterday. So, like I said, that was really good to get him that experience. And you know, he did a great job with it.
You know, Tom, you see this all the time in baseball. And as a former baseball player, you get this. You see guys talking in the dugout all the time. And sometimes it's pitcher in pitcher or whatever the case may be, how you approach a particular batter or batters talking about how they approach a particular. Does that kind of conversation go on in football between two quarterbacks?
Sure, of course. Yeah, there's things you see out there and tips that you have and, you know, ways to get your guys going and motivated and things you got to see on their defense. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of those little tricks that you learn. And, yeah, I mean, we definitely communicate a lot. You need to.
Hey, who's a better quarterback, Stanbeck or Edelman?
I wouldn't want any of those guys playing quarterback.
We were trying to figure out who would be your
third
string.
Yeah. Yeah, what happens in that emergency? Who's third?
I don't know if we have that emergency plan.
Maybe, wasn't Kevin Falk at one point?
Kevin was.
Kevin's
at one
always
point.
Something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Julian, you know, I don't know. Julian's played quarterback. Isaiah's played quarterback. But, you know, both those guys are receivers now. So we'd be up, you know what, creek with no paddle if that happened.
Tom, good to talk to you. Happy New Year, and we'll look forward to talking to you hopefully after a victory on Monday.
That sounds good, guys. Have a good week. Take care.